Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have in the studio the one and only Captain Nash. Good afternoon, Captain.
Hi, good afternoon.
So, you are, you're an actual pirate, aren't you? I mean, you've got the looks and everything, but you're not a Hollywood pirate.
No, we try not to do the Hollywood pirates. We try and go with the actual historical pirates of the 16th, 17th and early 18th century pirates.
They're the proper pirates. If you check Vectis Replay, you'll find our first interview with Captain Nash. We go into quite a lot of detail, and I'm sure he could keep you entertained over a couple of pints of beer for a whole evening.
I'm sure he could.
About pirates. It's a fascinating stuff.
And if you gave him more beer, he might last all night.
Yeah, I suspect he probably would. Or should it be ale?
Ale, yes, I'm more of an ale drinker. Yeah. Rum gives me a sore head in the morning.
Anyway, you are organising an event, are you not?
Yes, we are organising our big event for the summer, our big pirate event on the Isle of Wight, because unfortunately the Ride Pirate Festival is not happening this year. Shipwreck Isle, I had to think of it then. Shipwreck Isle, unfortunately, is not on this year. But we'll be hosting a two-day pirate festival at Arrowton Barnes called Pirate Island.
Right. Mm.
Which will be on the 20th and 21st of July.
Right, that's not long.
That's not long at all, no.
No, time flies, isn't it?
Oh, very much so, especially when you're organising it.
No, yeah, I know, there's a we've organised things before and there's a huge amount of work involved.
So can we buy tickets for said thing?
Yes, Pirate Island tickets are on sale now.
And so where does one get one from?
You can contact them, get them straight from me at Captain Nash Pocket Money Toy Shop at Arrowton Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
They are £5 for a day pass, £8 for a weekend pass.
Wow, that's good value, isn't it?
That's good value.
Yes.
But Pirate Island is also supporting a local charity called Daisy Chain.
Yes.
Where 10% of all of our profits will be going to Daisy Chain.
That's good. So you say a weekend ticket, does that mean we can bring our ships up there and stay overnight?
Unfortunately not. No, it's not a camping experience.
I never mentioned camping.
But we are actually having a pirate battle on the Saturday evening.
Right.
So from 7 o'clock, the site will reopen, and then the battle will start at about 7:30, and have a nighttime battle.
Ooh.
So you see the flash of the guns in the nighttime.
Okay.
And maybe some odd pyrotechnics to really make it go with a bang.
Oh, look at the sound. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Doesn't
it? What was that date again?
The 20th and 21st of July.
20th.
For a fiver.
And 21st. Not bad, is it? Not a fiver. Well, for a whole weekend, it was
£8 for
a whole weekend. £8
for the whole weekend.
That
can't be bad.
You save yourself £2
by
having a weekend ticket. Excellent stuff.
But you're trying to raise some funds as well, I understand.
Yes, we are still raising funds to help put on this event, because to put on this event, we're going to need to make a set.
And
we're
making
a pirate fort and a pirate tavern.
Yeah.
The reenactors who are coming, we have three groups lined up, ready to come over.
Yeah.
We'll be bringing something we call Living History.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In which they'll be putting up all their tents to make the pirate town of Nassau.
Right.
But we do need help with funding for the event to help buy wristbands, advertising, and to promote the event.
All the usual stuff,
So we do have a crowdfunding page up on Facebook.
Crowdfunding, yes. So that's how people can donate, is it?
They can.
Can they donate via your shop at Arrowton?
They can do.
Yeah?
Yep. We take cards, cash, cheques, anything.
They don't care.
Modern pirates take cards, not a problem at all.
Pieces of eight, anything like that.
So what page is it on Facebook? I'll see if I can find it.
It's Pirate Island 2019.
Okay.
That makes sense. That's this year.
That's come up. I just put in pirate, you can't be Pirate Island 2019.
Pirates, all horror.
It looks good. Yeah, it's got a proper skull and crossbones on it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're still raising money for it.
Still raising money.
It was definitely going ahead.
It's definitely going ahead.
Good. So you're building this pub, if you like.
Yes.
Next door to a pub. Do they mind?
Well, we're actually in the fields. This tavern is going to be a mock tavern. It's sort of a stage where we'll be taking, where the reenactors will be taking part in live action combat, where all the great pirate films, a tavern punch up with pirates.
Right. Well, good.
This is what the tavern is going to be.
This is what I like to see.
This is the sort of stuff.
This is the silly,
we like.
the silly throwing people
yeah.
around and the silly slapstick okay. Pirate fight in a bar, basically.
And is there a dog involved anywhere?
A dog?
Yeah, because in any film you see about pirates, there's a dog and he's saved. And
excellent stuff. I like that. But I mean,
it sounds brilliant.
The message you're getting across is like, yes, this is a lot of fun and it's entertainment, but the popular perception of a pirate from the movies isn't correct at all.
No,
it's not. No.
So you want to correct those myths?
Yes, we want to correct those myths. We also have, as Captain Nash Pirate Adventures, we actually have events linking up to before Pirate Island.
Right.
I have three events called Raise the Black Flag with Captain Nash. This is how we tell the story of the real Pirates of the Caribbean. We have three dates.
Yeah.
We have on the 10th of May.
Yeah.
That will be at Shelfleet Village Hall, beautiful hall.
That's only beautiful. That's only 2 weeks away.
I know that's a lovely venue, that.
It is.
Beautiful. So we've got Shelfleet Village Hall on the 10th of May.
Yep.
We have potential on the 17th of May at Shipwreck Centre at Arrowton Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
So that one's, we're still looking out for that one.
You're still negotiating.
Still negotiating. So that one will be confirmed later.
Yeah.
But on the 25th of May, we'll be at Arrowton Community Hall as well.
Oh, brilliant.
These are an evening shows.
Yeah.
They start at 7:15, doors open at 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's £5 per adult and £2.50 per child.
Wow.
We'll get all those details.
And what do they get for that?
They get to see me live on stage, bringing all the pirate world to life.
Yeah.
Through talks and demonstrations. We'll have the weapons there, so you have a hands-on history experience by handling a pirate sword or a pirate pistol. And actually having a real hands-on history experience.
Wow, excellent. I like stuff. It.
We'll take all those details down and we can put them in our things to promote files.
Yes, in our folder, see?
In our folder, which we've got there. But that sounds fascinating. I mean, have you been to Shelfleet Village Hall before?
Yes, I have.
It is a lovely hall.
It is.
It's quite compact, to put it that way. But it is a lovely hall. And I guess it was probably built at the time pirates were still roaming the seas.
They may well have been.
Yeah, not before. It was quite an elderly building, but looks nice and modern inside. But I wish you luck with that.
Thank you.
And again, tickets for that can be obtained from yourself?
Yes, tickets can be obtained from Captain Nash Pirate Shop or online on Facebook. If you go onto Captain Nash Pirate Adventures in our events section, you'll have all the events we have listed so far this year.
We'll get all that stuff up on our Facebook page as well. I like the sound of that. It's excellent. And I know that you personally, you do entertainment for children as well, don't you?
Yes. After this interview, I'm going to rush off and do a children's party where we're not so big, nasty pirate. We actually have to do the Hollywood loving pirates. Yes, because... Yeah, we'll scare the children.
No. Well, you could, though.
I think what an idea has come to mind whilst you were talking. I think we're going to have to do a very long interview with you and you can talk about pirates. It'll be a good spoken word piece to play one afternoon.
No.
We haven't got to do it live. We can do it and edit it and stop for tea in the middle of it and things like that.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Exactly. I'll chat to you
tea,
about
that's the, it. He's done.
Well, if we get Kitty along, she'll bring cake as well.
Oh, well, yeah.
Definitely sold.
Yeah, we might be able to do that. Anyway, so just run us past all those dates again. That'd be great.
Okay, then. For our big summer event, Pirate Island 2019, will be taking place on the 20th and 21st of July.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are available now. For a weekend pass is £8. For a day pass is £5.
And that's at Arrowton Barnes.
That is at Arrowton Barnes.
And then there's the precursors to that.
The precursors, yes. The Raise the Black Flag with Captain Nash. The first event is on the 10th of May at Shelfleet Village Hall. And then we have potential one on the 17th at Shipwreck Centre at Arrowton.
Mm-hmm.
Please look on our Facebook page for details on that.
Yeah.
And on the 25th of May at Arrowton Community Hall as well. These last three events are £5 for adults and £2.50 per child.
I like the
That's not bad,
That's
is
not
it?
Bad at all.
For an
no.
evening's entertainment.
Not bad at all. I like that. It's an excellent idea and it gets a bit of interest into teaching younger people
history
in a more accurate form rather than what Hollywood considers our history ought to look like.
Yes.
Absolutely. A little bit like Hobble histories. Yeah, brought to life.
You're going to get a lot of children involved in that.
But your nice, horrible histories.
Right. Well, I know we're going to have to let you go, so get off up to your children's party. You've got a gig booked. So we'll take a bit of Destiny's Child into the break and come back after. Thank you for coming
Thank
in.
You. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Let's hope it all goes well for you.
Aye.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. The only local station run by the community for the community. VectisRadio.com.